What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day 9 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is Eyes Opened and Hearts Burning. Ken here says, they had become people of opened eyes and burning hearts, not a bad description of those of any generation who have encountered Jesus. Our text for today is Luke 24, 28-35. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Some thoughts on today's reading. As Jesus walked with the two disciples to Emmaus, he pretended he was going to continue traveling. Perhaps Jesus wanted to see how much they wanted to continue their conversation. The disciples urged Christ to stay with them. Because of their intense desire to speak with him, they were rewarded by having Jesus stay with them in their home and eat together. As Jesus, the bread of life, broke the bread for the meal, he vanished. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Jesus wants to meet with his disciples. Remember, it was Christ who started the conversation with these two disciples. When we desire to meet with Jesus with all of our hearts, that is when he will truly fellowship with us. These disciples talked about how their hearts had been warmed during this time with Jesus. The word Luke uses for burn within us in verse 32 is a Greek word meaning to set on fire or, by implication, to consume. Their hearts were ignited when Jesus explained how the scriptures revealed himself. When we see the revelation of Jesus through his word, our hearts will be ignited as well. Ken here explains what occurs next. Energized by what they had experienced, the need for sleep was forgotten as they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem to share their newfound joy. After we have an encounter with Christ, the direction of our lives changes, and so does our pace. How fast can you cover 7 miles? Fatigue is not a factor when you are the carrier of great news. Some things are too big to be kept to ourselves, but must be shared. William Barclay said, "The Christian message is never fully ours until we have shared it with someone else." When they arrived back in Jerusalem, they found the 11 and those with them assembled together. The fellowship of believers was already forming that would become the assembling together that should not be forsaken. See Hebrews 10:25. If you miss the meeting, you may miss out on the testimony of others and the appearance of the Lord. We know that Thomas was not present in John 20:25, and therefore the 11 must have become the common means of referring to the disciples, regardless of the actual number present. The testimony of the group was one of growing certainty. It is true, the Lord has risen, see Luke 24:34. The impossible had happened, and the resurrection was becoming a certified reality. Hopes destroyed were replaced with truth verified. Authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Luke provide relevant application for today's scripture. One of the marks of true conversion is the way a person's heart is changed by the indwelling Christ. Truth and events that once seemed unimportant or even irrelevant take on new significance, new meaning. A cold, dead heart that was completely wrapped up in self-centered pursuits begins to thaw and warm to the realities of the Spirit and the needs of others. John Wesley described it by saying his heart was strangely warmed. The Emmaus-bound disciples asked, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" Does your heart burn for the realities of God? Has it grown cold due to neglect and sin? Only by spending time in the presence of the living Christ can you reverse the cooling process. Make a commitment to spend some time with him today. Some questions to consider. What does today's scripture reveal about the importance of daily time with the Lord? How can spending time in God's Word open your spiritual eyes and reignite your spiritual fervor? How do rekindled hearts result in renewed passion to share the good news of Jesus Christ? Thanks for joining us today.